Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Not all of our minisodes need to be from listeners. In fact, places or lesser-known cases can sometimes take us to dark realms. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to what is quickly becoming my favorite show to do, Dark Realms. Indeed, today's Dark Realm will be a place that more than likely you have seen. You may well already have seen the harsh conditions and even shed an emotional tear or two, because today's Dark Realm was featured largely as a backdrop in the film The Shawshank Redemption, because it, with a huge thank you to our listener Julie, who pointed us in this direction, that today we will look at the Mansfield Reformatory in Ohio. And whilst researching this episode, one strange, almost obtuse connection seems to be coming to light. These places designed for reform, or indeed to make people well, think along the lines of Denby Asylum that we've already covered, and now the Mansfield Reformatory, they have the most stunning architecture. These places are not what you would picture when you picture an asylum, a reformatory. They're literal Victorian-esque palaces, yet designed and built at some point within the last 100 to 200 years. And to me, that seems to make perfect sense. If you're approaching somewhere you know you may never leave, you at least on a very human level want that place to seem welcoming. But there is welcoming and there is breathtaking. And the Mansfield Reformatory, at least in my opinion, is truly breathtaking. Before we jump into this dark realm, a quick reminder, our Patreons will have received this episode on Friday, as in Friday just gone, ad-free and obviously before everyone else. And of course, if you have an idea for a dark realm you'd like us to look into, email contact at thedarkparanormal.com. And if you're interested in becoming one of our wonderful Patreon team, head over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. But right now, let's take a step into the dark realm that is Mansfield Reformatory and see why it's considered one of the most haunted places in America. The Mansfield Reformatory, located in Mansfield, Ohio, stands as an imposing relic of Gothic Revival architecture. Its grand facade brimming with intricate stonework, soaring spires that evoke both awe and unease. This sprawling structure, with its imposing central tower and flanking cell blocks, commands attention, casting long shadows over the surrounding grounds. Initially envisioned as a beacon of hope and reform, the reformatory's descent into darkness mirrors the disillusionment of its lofty goals, leaving its elaborate corridors and vaulted ceilings steeped in a haunted atmosphere. From its optimistic beginnings with dreams of redemption and progress, to its current reputation as one of the most haunted locations in the US, the Mansfield Reformatory story unfolds like a chilling autobiography of its own darkness. Its corridors echo with whispers of despair. Its decaying walls seem to hold secrets long buried. And its haunting legacy all interweave with tragedy, resilience, and the supernatural. It's an eerie dance that both fascinates and terrifies anyone who dares to enter. Constructed in 1886, the Mansfield Reformatory was designed with noble intentions. Inspired by the progressive penal theories of the late 19th century, which emphasized the potential for moral and behavioral reform. Through structure and education, it sought to rehabilitate young, non-violent offenders rather than merely punish them. These theories posited that criminal behavior was often the result of poor upbringing, a lack of education, or societal failures, and that carefully designed environments could nurture positive change. The Mansfield Reformatory was envisioned as a model of this philosophy, incorporating programs aimed at teaching trades, instilling discipline, and providing spiritual guidance to create an atmosphere where inmates could reflect, learn, and prepare for a productive re-entry into society. Architect Levi T. Schofield's intricate design incorporated Romanesque and Gothic elements, symbolizing a blend of strength and enlightenment. Upon its opening in 1896, hope was again the key message, with education, training, and spiritual guidance all as key cornerstones. The hope of them re-entering that society as an eager and productive citizen were very high. However, as the decades passed, overcrowding and underfunding strained the facility's resources. By the 1930s, the reformatory's idealistic goals began to falter under the weight of systemic flaws and societal changes. Overcrowding pushed the facility far beyond its intended capacity. This led to deplorable conditions that bred not only desperation, but violence amongst inmates. Reports of physical abuse by guards was increasingly common, with some former inmates recounting brutal punishments bordering on torture. Unsanitary conditions exacerbated health issues, with outbreaks of disease further deteriorating the environment. By 1955, America's societal attitude shifted towards harsher criminal justice. The reformatory was repurposed to house maximum security prisoners. This transition brought hardened criminals into the already strained facility, eroding any remnants left of its reformative mission. By the time the doors closed in 1990, the reformatory had already become infamous for its grim environment, its numerous allegations of neglect and abuse. In fact, even up to 1990, allegations of cruelty and overcrowding were even part of the decision to close the doors for good. I'm always struck by the nature of time when I read things such as that, because I read them as if they took place 200 years ago. But I was 10 when that took place. It does make you wonder exactly what abhorrent practices could be taking place right now, that in 40 or 30 years' time, we look back on and say we can't believe that was ever allowed to happen. Hopefully, they are few and far between. So the reformatory has closed its doors, but these stories of suffering and despair have left behind a reputation as a site of profound darkness and lingering hauntings. Let's take a quick break in proceedings to talk to you about somebody I've mentioned to you many times before, and that's Acorns. A new year, of course, brings new resolutions. Now, if my body could take itself to the gym, I would be sorted, but it can't do that. However, in regards to your financial situation, Acorns allows you to do that. Not take you to the gym, of course. But if in 2025, giving your money the best chance to grow is one of your resolutions, then choosing Acorns as an investment app is one of the smartest moves you'll make, in my opinion. Acorns will do the taking you to the gym, so to speak. You can set up an automatic withdrawal from your account to your Acorns Acorns account. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits you and your money goals. And you don't need to be rich. Acorns allows you to invest with the spare money you have right now. You can start with $5 or even just your spare change. We are so proud to be once again sponsored by Acorns for this episode because Acorns make it so easy to start automatically saving and investing so your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, and your retirement. I love working with Acorns because they take things like investments, which we all believe are for other people, and they simplify them and give you all the support you need. Head to acorns.com/darkparanormal or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investments advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/darkparanormal. Let's have a quick break to ask you a personal question. Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. Our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare. You would not believe the amount of things that can mess with our hormones. Even nature likes to put us through hormonal changes, premenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean you're meant to suffer through it. And the good news is, you don't have to suffer through it anymore because we now have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with only herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone-supporting supplement, it's become a phenomenon. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony sells every 24 seconds. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their over 30,000-plus reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code DARKPARANORMAL at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code DARKPARANORMAL for 15% off today.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ever since its closure, the Mansfield Reformatory has gained notoriety as a hotspot for paranormal activity. Its eerie corridors, decaying walls, becoming magnets for those drawn to the unexplained. Visitors, paranormal investigators, and former staff alike have all recounted chilling encounters, ranging from disembodied voices to shadowy apparitions. Some believe that the immense emotional energy of the building, a blend of hope, despair, suffering, has left an indelible imprint, manifesting this paranormal phenomena. Of the plethora of the phenomena, we will focus on the compelling tales of four distinct spirits, each tied to the building's tragic history and rumored to still linger within its confines. One of the reformatory's most tragic stories involves Helen Glatk, the wife of Warden Arthur Glatk. On November the 5th, 1950, Helen reportedly died following complications after an accidental gunshot wound in their private quarters. Some accounts say she was retrieving a jewelry box from a closet, and a firearm fell and discharged. A tragic twist of fate in an otherwise routine moment. Others, however, speculate darker causes. Whisperings of possible tensions within the household or even concealed foul play. Though no evidence has ever surfaced to support that claim. But there is ambiguity, fueled with ongoing intrigue. Skeptics and believers alike debating whether Helen's death was truly accidental or the result of a deeper, hidden conflict. The lingering questions have only added to the spectral lore surrounding her presence, as visitors today continue to report unexplained phenomena in the quarters Helen once occupied. Visitors to those wardens' quarters frequently report the scent of roses, a fragrance Helen was known to favour. Paranormal investigators have captured unexplained voices in the area, with one recording allegedly whispering, "Help me." In recent years, dedicated volunteers, many of whom are history enthusiasts or members of local preservation groups, have taken on the task of restoring the reformatory's historic quarters. Their efforts, which began in the early 2000s, as part of a broader initiative to preserve the building's legacy, have not themselves been without eerie encounters. Volunteers frequently report sudden chills, as if an unseen presence brushes past, faint footsteps echoing through the halls, even when they know the building is empty. Such incidents have only deepened the building's mysterious reputation, blending the tangible efforts of preservation with the intangible allure of the paranormal. The solitary confinement cells, known as the Hole, housed inmates subjected to extreme isolation. These cells are infamous for the psychological torment they inflicted, with some inmates reportedly losing their sanity. One particularly chilling encounter involved a man known only as James, who died under mysterious circumstances in the Hole. His death remains shrouded in speculation. Some former guards hinted at the possibility of foul play, citing the violent atmosphere that pervaded the reformatory's solitary confinement wing. Others suggest that James succumbed to the psychological torment inflicted by extended isolation, his screams of anguish a testament to the mental toll exacted by the Hole. Accounts from guards described him as deeply troubled, someone who would scream for hours, then fall silent as if life had left him. It's no wonder, then, that people claim his spirit still seeks peace. Modern visitors have reported overwhelming feelings of dread in the Hole. Some claim to hear the anguished cries, their origins impossible to pinpoint. It's as if the Hole itself is mourning its own dark past. A paranormal investigator has stated they recorded an EVP of a raspy male voice saying, "I didn't do it." A statement that fuels speculation about the identity of the lingering spirit. Is this James? Or another tormented soul, forever trapped by the weight of their own suffering? In the east cell block, one of the tallest freestanding steel cell blocks in the world, the spirit of a former guard is said to linger. This guard, reportedly killed during a riot, met his tragic end amidst chaos and violence. The riot erupted after weeks of rising tensions between guards and inmates due to the overcrowding and the harsh conditions. The situation escalated into a full-blown mutiny. Fires were set, brutal confrontations were ensuing, and the guard, whose name has been lost to time, was attacked whilst trying to regain control of the upper tiers. Prisoners had barricaded themselves in, and the guard sadly found himself on the wrong side of that barricade. His death as brutal as can be imagined. Witnesses describe hearing the distinctive jangle of keys and heavy boots pacing the walkway, mainly at night. Like the man's spirit is trapped in a perpetual state of vigilance. And finally, we end at the reformatory's library. Once a place of learning and reflection, but now associated with a much more malevolent presence. According to staff accounts, this spirit, believed to be a former inmate, is particularly hostile to visitors. Investigators have recorded objects moving inexplicably and captured aggressive EVPs, with one chillingly declaring they should get out. Visitors have reported sudden nausea, feelings of being watched, and even physical contact such as pushing or scratching. In 2019, a guest captured a photograph of what appeared to be a shadowy figure looming near the shelves. Analysis of the image revealed no plausible explanation for the anomaly. Today, the Mansfield Reformatory stands as a testament to both the hope and despair that defined its history. Its eerie beauty and dark past continue to draw thousands of visitors annually, either for historical tours, paranormal investigations, or the famous haunted prison experience held each Halloween. The building's haunted reputation serves as a very somber reminder of the human suffering that occurred within walls designed with hope. Due to the tales we've discussed, which are but a few, the once majestic Mansfield Reformatory remains a place where history and the supernatural draw people from far and wide. But whether skeptic or believer, one cannot deny the amount of stories and experiences regarding the chilling atmosphere that pervades this beautiful, enigmatic, and terrifying dark realm. Thank you all for taking this journey with me. I look forward to next week when we step into yet another dark realm. And don't forget, if you have a suggestion for a dark realm for us to go and tread, please send it on in to contact@thedarkparanormal.com. And until next time, take care.
Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. Some of y'all might have heard I made the cross-country move from LA to New York last year, and Wayfair has definitely helped me create the feeling of home wherever I am. I love a cozy couch and a comfy living room that feels like our little sanctuary for our family. And I love vases, I love candles, I love anything that kind of makes you feel at home and peaceful. Anyway, something about me is I love options when it comes to making my home more me. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. Everyone loves a good deal. I mean, who does not want free and fast and easy delivery? Come on. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.